Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page 262. We are up to the second line. But before we begin the middle of the Sif, let's just review a little bit of the Hakdama that the Mishabura gave in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Zayin. And that is, he brought down two shitas. Shita number one was the Rif, the Ramam, and the Mechaber. And we're in the middle of that Mechaber, and that shita was that it's all talui whether the knot that you make is a kesher shakayama, and if it's a maisa uman. If it is both, it's an issa daraisa. If it's one and not the other, it's an issa darabanan. If it's neither, it's mutter. That is shita number one, that is the shita of the Mechaber. The second shita that the Mishabura brought down in the Hakdama is the shita of Rashi, the Rosh, and Shar Poskim. And they say it has nothing to do with being a Maisa Uman or a Maisa Hedyot. It's all talui if it's a Kesha Shakayama. If it's a permanent knot, it's an Isidaraisa. If it's a temporary knot, and more than one day or more than 7 days, then it's going to be an Isidarabanan. If it's going to be untied in one day or within 7 days, that's a discussion. Then it's going to be mutter. He does not factor in whether it is a Maisa Uman or a Maisa Hedyot. So picking up in the Mechaber on 262, he's in the middle of speaking out his Shita. He had just told us before that if you have a Kesha Shakayama, that's a Maisa Uman Yerchayiv. He gave a few examples. Then the Mechaber said on Kuf Lamed Aleph of Al Kosher Kesha Shakayama, the Eino Maisa Uman. So then it's Potter. The Mechaber continues and says, the Kesher She'eino Shakayama, the Eino Maisa Uman. If you make a knot, that's not a permanent knot, and it's also not a professional knot, so Mutter L'Kosher L'Chatchila, that knot is Mutter L'Chatchila to make. The Ramah then says, V'chein L'inyan HaTaraso, and the same din is true when it comes to untying a knot. Dino kemo le'inyan kshira, so it follows the same rules of the kshira. So whatever knot you're allowed to make, that's the knot you're allowed to untie as well. Ketzad, how so? Now the Mishabura is going to point out to us that this ketzad is not going back on the Mechaber that we just read about the case that's mutter. It's rather going back to the case that we saw last time, which is the case where it's Patr Aval Aser, which is Hakosher Kesher Shakayama. You make a permanent knot, but Eino Maisa Uman, but it's not a professional knot. So Ketzad, how so? What are examples of that? So Nifsakolo Ritzuo Kshara. So a strap broke and you tied it. Or Nifsak HaChevel Uksharo. Or the rope that was tying the Dli got broken and you're retying it. Osha Kosher Chevel Bedli. Or you just stop initially tying a rope to a Dli, to a bucket, to put down into the well. Osha Kosher Resen Behema. Or you're tying the reins of an animal. Hareza Potter. These are all examples of cases that the knot is Asa Midrabanan. V'chein kol kayotze ve'elu aksharim shehem maisa hedyot, v'chol odom kosher osam l'kayama. And so too, similarly, any knots that are a maisa hedyot, they're not professional, and people tie them to be a kesher shakayama, that's going to be an iser drabonim. V'chol kesher she'eno shakayama. Any knot that is not a permanent knot, im ksharo kesher uman, if it is made as a kesher uman, it's made as a professional knot, but it's not for lasting, so hareza aser, again, according to the Mechaber l'shitaso, if you have one or the other, it's an issa d'rabbanan, so over here it's not a kesher shakayama, but it is a professional knot, that's going to be aser midrabbanan. Uletzorech mitzvah, for the purpose of a mitzvah, kigon shekosher limdod echa mishirei Torah. For example, you have to tie two ropes together in order to measure a measurement of the Torah. So mutter likshar kesher she'eno shakayama. So that's grounds to be matir, a tie, a knot that's an issa d'rabbanan, which is not a kesher shakayama, even though it is a maisa uman. The Ramah then says, v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, d'yesh lizar shelo lahatir shum kesher shu shnei ksharim zel zeh. There are those who say one should be careful not to untie any knot that is made as a double knot, one knot on top of another. De'ein onu bikin eza mikri kesher shel uman. Because we are not experts at what is considered a kesher of a professional. Da'afilu b'she'eno shekayam aser l'kashro. Because again, according to the Shita of the Mechaber, if it is a kesher of an uman, even if it's not a kesher shakayama, it's a professional knot, even if it's not there to be lasting long term, it's still asa drabanan. V'hu adin latiro, and the same thing is true with untying it. So therefore, since we're not sure exactly what institutes a professional knot, a not professional knot, so stay clear of untying any double knots. V'chein nohagim, and that is the minhug. Umikom mokom nirit. Still it appears, says Rama, de b'mokom tzara ein lochush. In a place of tzar, you do not have to be concerned. Umutar latiro, and you would be allowed to untie it. De eino elo issa d'rabanan. Because this knot is only an issa d'rabanan. Ubimokom tzar lo gozru. And b'mokom tzar, they would not go there. V'hodu b'inat shneik sharim zel zeh. That which we're saying to be machmir by a double knot, one knot on top of another, hainu kishakosher shnei dvarim biyachad. That's when you are tying two independent things. If you make only one knot, they're not going to stay at all. So that's when we're saying to be choshesh only when it's a double knot. Avalim osa kesher birosh echad shalchutu mishicha. But if you make a knot in the end of one rope or one string, meaning within that one rope you make a single knot, so dino kishnek sharim, obviously one knot within one string will be a much stronger knot than one knot attaching two strings, and therefore the same way with two strings, you should be machmir, not to untie a double knot, because that might be considered a kesher shel umun. So too, if you have one knot within one string, that's also a very strong knot, and one should be machmir, not to open that as well. So now we'll see everything in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to begin on page 262, Sifkatan Zayin. So the first point of the Mechaber today was a kesher she'eino shakayama, a knot that is not lasting, it's not a permanent knot, and it's also not a maisa uman, so it has both leniencies, mutter l'kosher l'chadchila, that knot is mutter l'chadchila. The Rama said on that, v'chein l'inyan ataraso, so too when it comes to untying, dino kumo l'inyan kshiraso. The rule of untying, says the Rama, is always like tying. Zakta mishaburah sefkatan zayim. Rotzalomer means to say, the imu kesher shechayav al kishuro, if it is a type of knot that is an issa daraisa, that you'll be chayav achatas for tying that knot, chayav al hataro, so you're also going to be chayav midaraisa for untying that knot. The koshu potra aser, and any knot that is aser midarabonin to tie, o mutter lechatchila, or is 100% mutter to tie, gande teiro kenhu, so too with untying. So Zakta Mishabura from the Rambam in explaining this Ramah, that whatever the Isser is going to be in tying it, whether it's no Isser, a Darabonon, a Daraisa, the same exact Isser will be by untying that knot. V'chol kesher shemutr lahatiro, and any knot that you are allowed to untie, im einu yochol lahatiro, if you're not able to untie it, mutr lanatko, you're able to break the knot. Imhu latzarech, it is if it is for a need. The ein lasos came bifnei ama oretz. However, one should not do this in front of an ama oretz. Shalo yovo lahakel yoser. We're afraid if they see you doing this, they're going to come to be lenient even further. Sivkotam ches goes on the next point of the mechaber. The mechaber that said ketzad, which from the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's going back on the case that he just mentioned where it's mutter, but then he goes and gives an example where it's aser. So zaktan bishabura adla elkoi. This ketzah that the mechaber is bringing down over here is not going back on the case before where it's mutter, it's going back on the page before. B'shel kayomba ve'eno ma'is umun. It's going in the case where it's a kesher kayomba, it's a permanent knot, but it's not a professional knot, the patra v'al aser, that is patra v'al aser, it's only an issa d'rabbanan. And now he goes out and gives examples. Sekoton ches chevel b'dli. One example was you tie a rope to a dli, to a bucket. Hatolui shom al piya be'er. It's talking about a bucket that is hanging there by the mouth of the well, lisho bomayim, to draw water from it. So tying such a knot, that's an example of a kesher shakayom, it's a permanent knot, but it's not a professional knot, and therefore it's an issa d'rabbanan. Sivkotan yud. The mechaber then said, v'chol kesher she'eino shakayomo, any non-permanent knot, im ksharo kesher uman, if you made it into a professional knot, that's also going to be issa d'rabbanan. Again, the mechaber holds, either or is an issa d'rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud she'eino shakayama, haynu afilu b'sha'aso lahatir ba'osi yavatzmo. It's so not a kesher l'kayama, you made it to untie that very day. It's not going to be lasting even 24 hours. Still, it's asur l'day azo, according to the shita of the Mechaber, the first shita, that's going to be asur midrabanam, kevan sha'aso maisa uman. Again, since the Mechaber goes with both factors, kesher shakayama and maisa uman, even if it's no shaykhis to a kesher l'kayama, but if it is a ma'is uman, it is an issa d'rabbanan. That is the shita of the mechaber. Then the mechaber told us that l'tzorach mitzvah, for example, you want to tie two strings to measure one of the measurements of the Torah, it's mutter likshor kesher she'eino shel kayama. We said, then you're allowed to tie a non-permanent knot. It says the Mishabur Yid Aleph, hainu shekosher shnei chavolim biyachad. You're tying two ropes together, Kedei sheyucha limdod behem shir mikvah, so you can measure the size of a mikvah. A mikvah is rather small, but apparently you have very small ropes, and therefore they're very short ropes. You tie them together to measure a mikvah. If it is tying it in a way that's an issa d'rabbanan, it's mutter likshur. And the way the Mechaber described the case, that it's an issa d'rabbanan, it's a kesher she'eno shel kayama. So Zakta Mishabur Yudbeis, Hainu Afilu Mais Uman. Even if it's a professional knot, but it's not a Keshe Shel Kayama, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and you are allowed to tie it for a mitzvah purpose. In No. 13, it brings to the Aruch Haner in Sukkah, V'chein Keshe Shel Kayama She'enu Mais Uman. So too, the other Issa D'Rabbanan of the Mechaber, which is a permanent knot, but it's not done in a professional way, Shel Da'as HaMechaber Mutter L'Kosher L'Tzarech Mitzvah. So the Mechaber is saying over here, the Tzarech Mitzvah is mutter in one scenario of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Zakta Aruch Haner is not specific, it's either way. Either Issa D'Rabbanan, if it's a Keshe Shel Kayama, it's not a Ma'aseh Uman, or it's a Ma'aseh Uman, not a Keshe Shel Kayama, where the Mechaber holds that they're both Issa D'Rabbanan, the Tzarech Mitzvah, those two are going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura in Yudbeis again, Hainu Afilu Ma'aseh Uman, if it's not a Keshe Shel Kayama, for Dvar Mitzvah it's mutter even if it's a Ma'aseh Uman. The Ilav Hachi, if it's not a Ma'aseh Uman, it's not a Keshe Shel Kayama, so Afilu B'lo Mitzvah Shari. Then even without a Mitzvah, it would be 100% mutter, L'fi the Mechaber. Umayri K'she'ev She'bin Yenacher. When we're mattering it for a Mitzvah, we're talking about a case where you can't tie the two ropes together any other way. The Ilav Hachi, because if that's not the case, but you could tie it in a way that's mutter, so Yaseu Maisa Hedyot, so then don't do it a Maisa Uman, make it a Maisa Hedyot, O Aniva Levad or a bow alone, the Yimdod bow, and measure it with that. Velo Yitzar Lahat Yerusha Drabanam, and we won't have to come on to be mattering in Issa D'Rabbanan. So Zakta Mishabura, very important, even though we're saying that we're matter the Issa D'Rabbanan L'Tzarel Mitzvah, it's only if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, then Avada, you should not be over the Issa D'Rabbanan for the Mitzvah. Then we have the last point of the Mechaber, was a L'Tzarech Mitzvah, Kegon She'kosher Limdor Echa Mishiyu Torah, Mutter Likshar Kesher She'eno Shel Kayama. Says the Mishabura Yud Gimel, Hainu Afilu Hu Asri L'Zman. Even if it's not Shel Kayama, but it's made for some time, still it's going to be mutter for a mitzvah. Kosav the Sefer Beis Meir writes the Beis Meir, Shema Shehetig HaShulchan Aruch Du Mutter B'Mkol Mitzvah, that which the Mechaber says that it's mutter, this is the Rabbanan B'Mkol Mitzvah, who rak das HaRambam V'HaTur, that is simply the Shita of the Rambam and the Tur. Avalo Rashi V'HaTosas HaBartanu Risham, but Rashi Tosas and the Bartanu over there, Mitzadeh, they lean to say, Dekesher HaAsar, any knot that is Asar, Asar Afilu B'Mkol Mitzvah Ayin Sham. So this heter is not that everyone agrees to it, not everyone holds an Issa D'Rabbanan of tying is mutl tzarech mitzvah, that is a machlokes at the shita of the Rambam and the Tur, but Rashi, Tosafot the Beit Tanura argue. Then the Ramah said, there are those who say that one should be careful not to untie any double knot, because since we're not bekiyim in what's considered a kesher shel uman, a professional knot, so maybe that's a professional knot, and therefore you have to be very careful. Now, according to the second shita that we saw in the introduction, so if it's not a permanent knot at all, so we don't care if it's a Keshe Shel Kayama. It all depends on Keshe Shel Kayama. We don't care if it's a Ma'aseh Uman or not. The fact that the Rambam is saying, be careful the double knot, it might be a Ma'aseh Uman, clearly he's being choshish for the first shita of the Mechaber, the Rambam, and the Rif. They're the ones that are concerned for both a Keshe Shel Kayama and a Ma'aseh Uman. That's what Mishabura points out over here. Pirish. Kevon de la Rif, the Rambam, Osir lechatchila b'uman. Since the Rif and the Rambam say it's Osir lechatchila, a Ma'aseh Uman, a professional knot, afilu k'shematir bo bayom. Even if you're going to untie it that day, but it's a professional knot, they say it's usher. Ve'ein anu b'kiyin ma'u kesher shel uman. And we are not experts in what is considered a kesher shel uman, therefore one must be careful. Umistabra, and it's logical to say, d'chol kesher shekoshrin oso hadek hetev, any knot that you are making very tight, havei shel uman, that's considered a Ma'aseh Uman, that's a professional knot, and therefore Zakta Ramah, to be choshesh for the sheet of the Mechaber, the Rambam and the Rif, so any double knot might be a Ma'aseh Uman. Again, lefi the other shita, which is more lenient, that says we don't care if it's a Ma'aseh Uman, as long as it's not a Keshe Shel Kayama, if it's a knot that's going to be untied that day, we would not be concerned, it would be mutter, according to that shita. This is the Ramah being choshesh for the more machmir shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Lekach onu nisharin b'chol kesher shu shnei sharim. Therefore, we are careful by any knot that is made of two knots, a double knot. The shnei sharim have a kesher amitz. a double knot is a strong knot. Umashe kosav shum kesher, that which the Rama used the line to be careful about any knot, Rotzalomar Amitza say, afilu osan ksharim hamavuor and lekamam besimizet, even the knots that are going to be discussed later on in the simin, the mutter likshur lahatir, that in general these knots are mutter to tie and to untie, hainu dafka bekesher echad, that's only if it's a single knot. But once you make that mutter knot into a double knot, Zokta Rama over here, you have to be machmir, because once you're doubling it, that's already a concern that maybe it's a maisa uman, and we have to be choshesh for the shita of the Rambam and the Rif and Aseret. We'll see a couple of notes in a moment. Let's just read the last Mishabura. The last point that Rama told us, not only did we choshesh with a double knot, that's when it's two strings that you're attaching, one knot does nothing, so two knots is where we're concerned with the maisa uman. But within one string that you're making a knot, within one string, even a single knot gets very tight, and therefore you have to be choshesh not to untie even a single knot in one string. The uz mishadik shapir, that makes it very tight. Umikri kesher shel uman, and that's already called the kesher shel uman. So therefore the Rama says, any double knot, when it's attaching two things, you have to be concerned it's a maisa uman not to untie it. If it's one string and you have a single knot, that also would be in the same category, a concern for a maisa uman, you would not be allowed to untie it. So let's get a little bit practical over here. In note number 15 and note number 16. Note number 15, he says, V'chein hiduk shel kesher rofeif, shu kesher agabe kesher. So too, tightening a loose knot, which is on top of another knot. So you have a double knot, and one is tight, and the top one is loose. So you want to tighten it. Kigon hiduk ha-kesher ha-elyon sheba tzitzis. For example, we all try to tighten our tzitzis, which is a double knot. Shemotzui lefa'amim shemisrofeif tzas. Sometimes the top knot gets a little loose. So, that is a concern for a possible issa daraisa by tightening that knot. Before you tighten it, it's not considered a maisa uman. So, through tightening it, you're making it a maisa uman. Obviously, he's also considering it a kesher shekayama. No one holds this an issa daraisa unless it's also a kesher shekayama. So possibly it's a kesher shekayama and it's a maisa uman, and therefore tightening your tzitzis, says the Ksos HaShulchan, could possibly be an issa daraisa. The host of it, he adds on, she'im hoya hakesher roughly mode, if it was very loose, tahainu shaya rochuk min hakesher shetachtav, it was far away, sometimes the knot on the tzitzis moves away. It's like further down the tzitzis. So efsher shechayv afladas harosh, it could be you be chayv in that case, even lefi the rush, the more lenient shita, kevan shekodem ahitik lohoya olav shem kesher klal. Because before you tighten it, it's not called a kesher at all. Now you're making it into a kesher, so you have to be concerned, even lefi the shita the rush. V'chein das agonah shel zan arbach, sha'osr lahade kesher o laharfoso. You're not allowed to tighten the knot of the tzitzis or to loosen it. V'chein das agonah of the sekrelitz. So halach l'maisa, one should be very careful not to tighten the tzitzis on Shabbos. Continues note number 16. Fidasa Chazanish, She'ein zu elo chumna ba'alma. He argues in general and says that in general this double knot business is only a chumra. However, lahadik esak shorim hasuyim b'chutei atzitzis. However, when it comes to the tzitzis, da'asa gonna this in Karelitz, she'af lo da'asa chazanish ein ze osa rak mechumra ba'alma. Says in this in Karelitz, the chazanish would not say over there it's only a chumra, elo me'ikra adin, it's osir to tighten it. Kevan she'kshira sa'atzitzis nechsheves ma'isa umam. He would say the knot of the tzitzis is also a professional knot. The host of any adds on, very important point over here. She'ein osrim laleches im tzitzis shekshareha einom mehudokim mechshah shemiyavu lahatkam b'shabbos. Maybe you should say, if my tzitzis are not tightened, I shouldn't wear them on Shabbos, because I might come to tighten them, and that's a serious issur. So we're not worried about that. We do not have to hold back from wearing tzitzis that the knots are not tight, because we might come to tighten them. Kevan sha'af v'lo ahiduk ha-tzitzis k'sheira. Since it does not affect the kashrus of the tzitzis, so then we don't make a gzeira that if you wear it, you might come to tighten it, and it's mutter to wear. If you skip down a few paragraphs, he writes, ubitam harama. This is what the Rama said, that although you should be careful about a double knot, not undoing it, but the Rama said in his line over there, Mikomokom near the Mokom Tsar, Ein Locho Shemutter Latiro. But Mokom Tsar, the Rama all of a sudden said it was mutter. So explains the note, Ubetam HaRama Shehekil Bazeb Mokom Tsar. even though he's saying undoing a double knot is a problem, but B'mokum Tzari says it's okay, writes Ksos HaShulchan, She'ein tamo rak mishum she'b'mokum Tzari kilu. It's not the pshat that it's B'mokum Tzari, therefore it's okay, we're lenient. We don't just say that any Durabana becomes mutter when it's Makum Tsar. So what's the pshat over here that the Rama is saying to undo this double knot, which is an Issa Durabana, all of a sudden B'makum Tsar is mutter? The reason of the Rama is that we're combining the Shita of Rashi and the Rosh who hold the second Shita from the introduction. Shekol kesher ha'asri la'atiru biyomo. Any knot that's made to open that day, it's not at all permanent, it's made to open that day. Eino asra afilu midrabanan. Remember the second Shita held, we don't factor in ma'isa uman at all. The whole shash of the Rama over here is it might be a ma'isa uman. According to the more lenient Shita, we don't care about ma'isa uman. So as long as it's going to be untied on that day, it's 100% mutter. So the reason why the Rama, who is normally more machmir for the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif, to say you should untie a double knot, but b'mokum tzar, we have enough to rely on to go with the more lenient Shita of Rashi and the Rosh, that a knot that you're going to undo that day is not even aser derabanan. V'chein ze sheshnek shorim asuyim ze al gabe ze enam nechshavim ma'isum el mesafik. And this whole Rama is only, we don't know exactly how to define a ma'isa uman. So maybe if it's a double knot, it's a ma'isa uman. So the note over here from the Ksos HaShulchan, l'ma'isa is only one dik suffix. So we already have the Rashi and the Rosh to rely on. They hold, even if it is a ma'isa uman, if it's going to be untied that day, it's 100% mutter. And therefore, makum tzar, you have the Rashi and the Rosh, and the whole thing is only a suffix, that maybe it's a ma'isa uman, and it would be a concern if the Rav and the Rif. So Zakhtik Ksos HaShulchan, that's why the Rama says, makum tzar, by this Durabunan, you can be lenient. We'll stop here and continue with Sibbeis and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.